Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Cead mhíle fáilte, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, fur and maná, kia ora koutou katoa. Welcome one and all once again to another fantastic edition here of Capital Irish at Wellington Access Radio on 106.1 FM. It's Anthony Gaffney here on the airwaves again, and I've got my good friend Dougie in the nerve centre pushing all the buttons, controlling all the levers and doing everything to kind of get me through the show. Take a seat, have a sit back and enjoy some of the kind of fine Irish music we're going to be kind of playing over the airwaves here for you today. So we're into May. Can't believe we've gotten this far already in the year. I've been lucky enough to get myself over to Brisbane for a couple of weeks. It was our first kind of holiday post-COVID, and it's a bit of an experience, all right, kind of getting out across the borders, and very nice, very enjoyable, a little bit of warm weather, but my God, the paperwork, the amount of paperwork you need and pre-departure testing and the worrying about it before you're flying, the worrying about it before you're coming back. So it's hard enough trying to get away with two kids and trying to keep them busy without having all that hanging over you. So we kind of look forward to a time when maybe that's not a prerequisite to getting abroad. But getting away and having a proper holiday was very enjoyable. So and very nice when I came back. Actually, my citizenship has arrived. So I am now a citizen of this fine country. Not really sure what that means when it comes to the upcoming New Zealand, Ireland, All Blacks test. Do I wear my All Blacks top? No, don't wear my All Blacks top. No, it's a good one. Yeah. I'll stick with the green one. All right. So for the past kind of couple of shows, I've been putting on some really kind of cool Irish music, kind of Irish contemporary modern music that maybe you might not have heard of before. So we'll try and keep the theme going. Some new stuff, some probably kind of a couple of years old, but still worthy of kind of getting some airtime. And the first one I'm going to put on for you today is from a band called the All Twins, who are basically an Irish pop band from Dublin, consisting of Lark Hay and Conor Adams. They met around 2016 and started kind of putting out some music together. Conor plays the bass and does some vocals. Lark does a little bit of guitar, keys and electronics. And they basically kind of put together these really kind of cool tunes, which are really awesome to listen to. This one here is from their debut album. It's most of the songs on that album are pretty good, but this one's a good bouncy little number. So if you sit back and relax and listen to the All Twins, this is Thank You.
Didn't wanna be a cold killer.
Next up, we have a pretty versatile Irish kind of folk pop singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and actually occasional voice actor on the TV, Lisa Hannigan, who originally probably has a career going back about 20 years and would have probably first started making her impressions on the music scene in Ireland when she bumped into Damien Rice at a gig in Dublin, who then cordially invited her to join his new band. I think he'd just left Juniper at the time and was setting up his own solo gig, so was probably quite enamoured by Lisa Hannigan's ability to play lots of different instruments and could write songs and perform well. So pretty much jumped on board with Damien Rice and got involved, lending her sultry vocals to a couple of his albums. And that kind of joint venture kind of continued on for a few years. And I think it probably got to about 2008, maybe 2009, when I think they'd probably reached the end of their creative engagement and decided to go separate ways. But nonetheless, it's probably the best thing that she did. And she went out on her own and wrote her own music, started doing her own kind of studio releases, and had a good 10 years of, you know, touring around the States and back in Ireland and various different gigs. Before getting to about 2019, where she kind of released her own, her very first concert album, you know, teaming up with the Dublin Philharmonic Orchestra, who I think are called Stargazer, and did a kind of a live session with them. So very, very talented indeed, very capable, lots of good releases, but I've picked one for you tonight. This is Lisa Hannigan with Fall.
Horses, hold your tongue, hang the rich and spare the young, who drain the spirits from the jars, hop the fences, steal the cars, run on fumes and from the law, and burn for us right through the ladies, call your name, brush your hair like it could be tamed, hitch their dresses past their knees, spill into the floor like keys. They swing the bridges one and more, and burn for us right through the fall. All
think about all the great music that's come out of Ireland over the past few years and how long it's kind of taken some of these acts to kind of break it through into the scene and how big they've become. It's crazy to think of just how far this guy's come since 2017 when he released his first EP, Doves and Ravens. And essentially was booking his own gigs in Dublin and London and doing his own tours and kind of funding his own way. And now he's an unbelievable kind of hit around the world. It is the one and only Dermot Kennedy. And if you go into any of the music streaming kind of sites at the moment and have a look at kind of download numbers, just sheer download numbers, this guy's like hundreds of millions of people have downloaded his music. He basically, 2017, as I said, got his first EP released, Doves and Ravens. His next full album reached number one in the UK in the Irish official album charts. That was Without Fear. And then from there, he's just kind of gone into the upper stratosphere in terms of playing bigger arenas and venues and these kind of huge kind of festivals that he's able to kind of release all of his music to. He's been kind of doing the tours, kind of speaking to all the usual kind of talk shows, Graham Norton, Jonathan Ross, you know, The Late Show, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel. And he's also been nominated in 2012 for the Best International Male at the Brit Awards. So he's done very, very well for himself. And I think he's only going to get bigger and bigger. So the one thing I like about him is that he's actually kind of got this fantastic kind of singer-songwriter, almost kind of man on a guitar kind of voice, but blends it in with pop music and hip-hop as well. So, but it's not in a contrived kind of way. He kind of makes it sound very natural and very accessible, which I think is why he's become so popular. So hope you enjoyed this number. This is Dermot Kennedy and Outnumbered.
Tell me this is all for nothing. I can only tell you one thing. On the nights you feel outnumbered, baby, I'll be out there somewhere. I see everything you can be. I see the beauty that you can't see. On the nights you feel outnumbered, baby, I'll be out there somewhere. Could have showed you all the scars at the start, but that was always the most difficult part. See, I'm in love with how your soul's a mix of chaos and art, and how you never try to keep them apart. I wrote some words and then I stared at my feet, became a coward when I needed to speak. I guess love took on a different kind of meaning for me, so when I go, just know it kills me to leave. To all the stars that light the road, don't ever leave that girl so cold. Never let me down, just lead me home. Don't tell me this is all for nothing. I can only tell you one thing. On the nights you feel outnumbered, baby, I'll be out there somewhere. I see everything you can be. I see the beauty that you can't see. On the nights you feel outnumbered, somewhere. But there's beauty here that's yet to depart. There's still a song inside the halls in the dark. I'll come for you if you just stay where you are, and I'll always hold your hand in the car. There'll be days when it's difficult, but I ask you to never leave behind the reciprocal. We're past that, love is not designed for the cynical. So we have that, we can have that. To all the stars that light the road, don't ever leave that girl so cold. Never let me down, just lead me home. Don't tell me this is all for nothing. I can only tell you one. You feel outnumbered, baby, I'll be out there somewhere. I see everything you can be. I see the beauty that you can't see. On the nights you feel outnumbered, baby, I'll be out there somewhere. How long can you wait for the one you deserve? can only tell you one thing. On the nights you feel outnumbered, baby, I'll be out there somewhere. I see everything you can be. I see the beauty that you can see. On the nights you feel outnumbered, baby, I'll be out there somewhere. Somewhere, somewhere, somewhere. Baby, I'll be out there somewhere, somewhere.
Great stuff. That was Dermot Kennedy. Next up, we have a really cool kind of Irish folk movement revival band called Yay Vagabonds. They're basically two brothers, Brian and Dermot McGloan, and alongside kind of acts you'd probably hear about now in Ireland, like Lancome and Lisa O'Neill, John Francis Flynn and Landless. They're probably kind of all kind of grouped in this, you know, 1960s folk revival mixed with kind of contemporary Irish music and traditional Irish folk music. So really cool, really nice to listen to. These guys kind of issued their first album in 2017 with Alan McFadden on harmonium, the mandolin, the banjo, and Nicholas Cooper on the violin and viola alongside them. They basically released it through Rough Trades Records, folk imprint, Rivoli. And basically, massive success, massive hit. I think they've got another album coming out middle of May, Nine Waves. But they started releasing singles off that album. So this is one of the singles off the album. It's called Blue is in the Eye.
Crack in the sky lends a light to the dark. The wind blows the ember cold from the heart. You carry it proudly through ditches and trees and cross the horizon to lie down and sleep. Lie down and sleep, sleep well, my darling. Blue is the eye, watches over the sea. Lie down and sleep, sleep well, my darling. Blue is the eye that looks after thee. Toward a new world, the city, the island, the tear in the pearl. A boat on the water casts out a clear eye. The darkness beneath us is teeming with light. Lie down and sleep, sleep well, my darling. Blue is the eye, watches over the sea. Lie down and sleep, sleep well, my darling. Blue is the eye that looks after thee. Fire from the hearth on the hill. The coal and the ember, they glow away still. songs to the stranger, familiar and clear, ring out in chorus for all your old dear. Lie down and sleep, sleep well, my darling. Blue is the eye, watches over the sea. Lie down and sleep, sleep well, my darling. Blue is the eye that looks after thee. Flash in the dark, glimmers silver and blue, breaches the waves for a moment or two, moves away slowly back into the deep. Blue is the eye, watches over the sea. Lie down and sleep, sleep well, my darling. Blue is the eye, watches over the sea. Lie down and sleep, sleep well, my darling. Blue is the eye that looks after thee. Lie down and sleep, sleep well, my darling. Blue is the eye, watches over the sea. Lie down and sleep, sleep well, my darling. Is the eye that looks after thee.
Great stuff. Now, just a few things to kind of wrap us up at the back end of the show. If you're into your theatre, make your way over to the Griffin. They on Gosney Street, they're playing Translations by Brian Friel, which I think is running at the moment. It should still be running by the time this show kind of goes out. That's a really kind of powerful, like lyrical, political, thought-provoking, but probably slightly satirical play on kind of language and colonialism. So might be a little bit heavy, but I think they do make it a bit lighthearted throughout the show. But it's probably, it's got like massive, massive great reviews. So make your way over there if you can. And as I said before, keep your eye on the radar for New Zealand playing Ireland in the three test series. So I think from the 2nd of July, first test is in Auckland. Then they go down to Dunedin the next week, and then 16th of July, they're up here in Wellington, so make sure you get your tickets for that. So as per usual, keep your eye on all the social media content for the Hutt Valley Irish Society, the Wellington Irish Society, the Friends of Ireland, and the Irish Business Network of New Zealand. Thank you very much for your time. Mind how you go. We're going to play you out with a fantastic number from the Fontaine DCs, who have just made it to number one in the UK and Irish charts, finally. I think they were previously beaten by Taylor Swift the last time they tried it. So this time they've well and truly smashed it. This is the Fontaine DCs with Jackie Down the Line.
I can't see those failing eyes. You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.